今天凌晨
This morning,
梅西又进了两球。
Messi scored two goals again.
世界杯进球王
World Cup goals.
微博服务器差点炸了。
Wang Weibo's server almost exploded.
全网都在聊进球，聊记录。
Everyone is talking about scoring goals and records.
聊他38岁还能跑。
He's still running at 38 years old.
但我今天想聊一件比进球离谱100倍的事儿。
But today, I want to talk about something even more outrageous than scoring a goal.
一个男人9岁。
A man is 9 years old.
看了一个女孩。
I saw a girl.
一眼。
A glance.
今年38岁了。
This year I am 38 years old.
那个女孩还坐在看台上。
The girl was still sitting in the stands.
同一个女孩30年没换过人。
The same girl hasn't changed her partner in 30 years.
你先别急着说。
Don't rush to say anything yet.
哇。
Wow.
好浪漫。
That's so romantic.
这故事要是只有浪漫
If this story only had romance,
就不值得
It's not worth it.
我讲了
I said,
它里面有等待
There is waiting inside.
有拒绝
There is rejection.
有一万公里的距离
1,000 kilometers away.
有整整五年的不回应
There have been a full 5 years of silence.
放在任何一对普通人身上
Put on any pair of ordinary people.
早散了800回了
I've already recited it 800 times.
但他没散
But he didn't scatter.
为什么没散
Why didn't you scatter?
这才是我今天真正想跟你聊的
That's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about today.
1996年
1996
阿根廷罗萨里奥梅西9岁跟着队友卢卡斯回家玩推开门
Lionel Messi, 9 years old, was playing with teammate Lucas at his home when he pushed the door open.
客厅地上坐着一个8岁的小姑娘
A girl of 8 years old is sitting on the floor of the living room.
她愣住了,问卢卡斯。
She was stunned and asked Lucas,
谁?我表妹,安东内拉。就这一眼,我跟你讲。
Then I told maid and auntie that I had already told them.
有些人相信一见钟情。
Some people believe in love at first sight.
有些人不信。
Some people don't believe it.
但梅西从那天起三天两头往
But Messi went there 3 times in a row.
卢卡斯家跑不踢球也去
Lucas's family also goes to play football.
下雨也去没
Go out even when it's raining.
理由也去
There's no reason to go.
所有小伙伴都看出来了
Everyone could see it.
跳蚤喜欢小黑了。
The cockroach likes the black one.
但小黑呢，人家压根没把他当回事儿。
But Zyro High was completely ignored by him.
就是一群小孩里头一个矮矮的，话不多的男生而已。
Just a short, quiet boy among a group of children.
梅西追了他三年。
Messi chased him for 3 years.3 years.
三年九岁到十二岁
9 to 12 years old.
岁一个连情书怎么写都不知道的年
A young man who couldn't write a love letter.
然后他干了一件事
Then he did something.
十二岁那年
At the age of 12.
梅西不知道从哪儿找了一张纸
Where did Messi find the paper?
趴在桌上写了人生第一封情书
Lying on the desk, writing the first love letter in my life
你猜怎么着
How do you guess?
他连人家名字都写错了
He even misspelled people's names.
安东内拉的全名 Antonella， 两个 L， 他写成了 Antonella， 少了一个字母。
Antoner's full name is Antoner. He wrote Antono instead of Antoner, missing one letter.
一个十二岁的小男孩，连
a 12-year-old boy
喜欢的女孩名字怎么拼都没搞清楚。
I can't figure out how to spell the girl's name, even if I like her.
就敢写情书了。
Dare to write love letters.
但那封信的最后一句话
But the last sentence of the letter.
我到现在读起来还是觉得了不起。
I still find it amazing to read.
他写的是，有一天你一定会成为我的女朋友。
He wrote that one day you will become my girlfriend.
12岁，他就敢说这种话。
He was able to say such things at the age of 12.
安东内拉收到了。
Anna received it.
没回不拒绝。
No reply, no rejection.
也不答应。
I don't agree either.
就当没发生过。
Just pretend it never happened.
然后呢
Then,
写完这封信没多久
Not long after writing this letter,
梅西走了
Messi is gone,
去巴塞罗那了
I'm going to Barcelona,
治病打针踢球
Treating diseases, getting injections and playing soccer,
13岁的孩子
13-year-old children,
一个人锁在异国的房间里哭
A person is locked in a room in a foreign country and crying.
两个孩子之间隔了整整一个大西洋。
There is a whole Atlantic Ocean between the two children.
那个年代没微信，没视频。
In that era, there was no WeChat or video.
电话说断就断了。
The phone just cut off.
按正常逻辑，完了。
Okay, that's it.
对吧？
Right.
13岁分开
Separate at 13 years old
各自长大
Grow up independently
各自会遇到新的人
Each will encounter new people
这段感情应该像所有人少年时的心动一样
This love should be like the infatuation of everyone's youth
慢慢变成一个模糊的影子
Slowly turn into a blurry shadow
但你以为梅西是正常人吗
Do you think Messi is a normal person?
从13岁到18岁整整五年
From the age of 13 to 18 A total of 5 years
梅西每次放假回罗萨里奥都会找安东内拉
Every time Messi goes on vacation to Rosario He visits Antonella
不是约会
Not a date
就是远远地出现在他的世界里
It appeared far away in his world
而安东内拉呢
And Antonella
他有了自己的男朋友谈了三年
He has been dating his boyfriend for 3 years
梅西
Messi
知不知道知道他做了什么什么也没做
Do you know what he did or didn't do
没闹
No trouble
没纠缠
No entanglement
没写
Nothing written
第二
Second
封信说
The letter says
你怎么跟别人在一起了
How did you get together with them?
就是安安静静地等着
Just wait quietly
我跟你说
I'm telling you
这世上追人最笨的办法就是死缠烂打
The stupidest way to get someone to chase you is to keep pursuing them.
而最高级的办法是让对方知道你一直在。
The most effective way is to let the other person know that you are still there.
但从不给压力。
But never give pressure.
梅西天生就会这个，也许不是他。
It's possible that Messi was not born with this ability.
他会，是他笨到只会这一招五年。
He will be the one who has been using this trick for 5 years.
你以为就这么干？
You think it's that easy?
等着等出了。
Waiting for the exit.
结果没那么简单。
The results are not that simple.
转折发生在2005年。
The turning point occurred in 2005.
安东内拉17岁。
Anna, 17 years old.
她最好的闺蜜从舞厅出来。
He saw his best friend coming out of the dance hall.
被一辆车撞了，当场走了。
He was driving when his car crashed, and he died instantly.
安东内拉崩溃了。
Anton collapsed.
几天不出门。
A few days without going out.
不说话。
Don't talk.
不上学。
Uneducated.
把自己关在房间里，消息。
Keep yourself in the room.
辗转传到了巴塞罗那，梅西，18岁，巴萨一线队的新星，训练日程排得满满的。
It was learned that when Messi was 18 years old, he was included in the first team training schedule of Barcelona, and his training schedule was very full.
他买了最快的航班。
He bought the fastest flight.
飞了10,000多公里。
Flew over 10,000 kilometers.
回到罗萨里奥。
Back to Rosario.
不是为了表白。
Not for a confession.
不是为了趁虚而入。
Not to take advantage of the situation.
就是去陪他，坐在他旁边。
Just sit beside him.
什么也没多说。
Nothing was said.
有些人的出现，不是为了锦上添花。
Some people are not meant to add to the good.
是为了在你最碎的时候。
She was there for you when you were at your lowest.
安静地帮你把地上的渣子扫干净。
Quietly, I helped you to clean up the debris on the ground.
你注意，他没有在他最脆弱的时候说。
Did you notice that he didn't say it when he was most vulnerable?
跟我在一起吧。
Come and be with me.
他只是出现了，出现本身就是答案。
Just appearing is the answer.
从这一刻起
，From this moment on，
安东内拉开始重新看这个男孩。
Anna started to look at the boy again.
那个从九岁就追他
，The one who has been chasing him since he was 9 years old，
追了将近十年。
Chased for almost 10 years.
从来不吵不闹。
Never argue or fight.
不逼他的男孩。
Don't force your son.
但即便如此。
However, even so.
他们也没有马上在一起。
They didn't get together immediately.
安东内拉和前男友是自然分手的。
Antonella and her ex-boyfriend broke up naturally.
之后又过了将近两年
After another 2 years passed,
两人才慢慢走近
They gradually got closer.
2007年
2007,
安东内拉的闺蜜最先发现小黑换了部新手机
Antonella's best friend was the first to discover that Zairo High had a new phone.
是梅西送的
It's Messi's.
2009年
2009.
梅西第一次在电视上被问，你有女朋友吗？
When was the first time Messi was asked about his girlfriend on TV?
他说了三个字。
He said 3 words.
有，在阿根廷。停顿了一下。
I stopped in Argentina.
又加了一句。
At another sentence.
我很开心
I'm happy
也安心从九岁到22岁
From 9 to 22 years old I was also at peace
13年追一个人你上哪儿找这种人去到这里
13 years chasing after someone Where do I even begin to find this person
你可能觉得行了
You might think it's okay.
修成正果了。
It's finished.
后面应该是幸福美满了吧。
I hope you'll have a happy and fulfilling life ahead.
我告诉你。
I'm telling you.
追到手。
Chase hand.
只是开始，真正难的。
Just the beginning.
是怎么一起过日子。
How to live together.
安东内拉不喜欢足球。
Anna doesn't like football.
梅西说过一句话。
Messi once said a sentence.
后来被全世界的记者转了无数遍。
Later, it was translated and spread around the world by countless journalists.
他说，我回家跟他说。
He said that he went home and told him.
今天进了帽子戏法。
Today, I performed a magic trick.
他没什么反应。
He didn't react.
没什么反应。
No response.
你想想，全世界的球迷为他疯狂。八万人为他呐喊。
Imagine that all the fans in the world are cheering for him, and 8 million people are cheering for him. Well,
他回到家，跟老婆说。
He went home and told his wife.
我今天进了三个球。
I scored 3 goals today.
老婆说，哦。
Wife says,
饭在锅里，自己热。
The food is heated in the pot itself.
这搁一般男人受得了吗？
Can an ordinary man endure this?
你辛辛苦苦干了件大事。
You've worked hard on something.
回家想听一句夸奖，对方连眼皮都不抬。
I want to hear a compliment that says the other person doesn't even bother to look at me.
但你知道吗？
But did you know?
这恰恰是梅西最需要的东西。
This is exactly what Messi needs.
全世界看他，看的是球王梅西，只有安东内拉看。
Everyone is watching Messi return to Barcelona.
他看的是那个从小追我的笨蛋。
He was looking at that idiot who had been chasing me since childhood.
在他那儿。
In his place.
他不是什么了不起的人物。
He is not a remarkable person.
就是一个话少，爱喝马黛茶，回家。
He is a man who speaks little and loves to drink horse bag tea at home.
先问孩子作业。
First ask the child about their homework.
写完没的普通男人。
Finished ordinary man.
最好的婚姻。
The best marriage.
不是两个人一起登顶。
It's not two people climbing together.
是一个人在外面打了一天仗，回来。
A man came back from a day of hard work.
另一个人给他倒杯热水。
Another person gave him a cup of hot water.
什么也不问，你。
Don't ask me anything.
你仔细想想，你家老伴儿是不是也这样？
Think carefully, is your old man like this too?
你年轻时加班到半夜回来。
When you were young, you worked late until midnight.
他没问你挣了多少。
He didn't ask you how much you earned.
就说粥在暖壶里。
It's said that the porridge is in the warming pot.
你升了职。
You got promoted.
他没使劲夸，你被领导骂了。
He didn't try to defend you, and instead he was scolded by the leader.
他也没追着问。
He didn't chase after him to ask.
就是在这三个字。
It's just in these 3 words.
有时候比我爱你管用一万倍。
Sometimes it's 1,000 times more effective than I love you.
2010年。
2010.
安东内拉做了一个决定。
Anna made a decision.
他在阿根廷上着大学。
He studied at university in Argentina.
先学了牙科。
First, I studied dentistry.
又转了传播学。
Transferred to communication studies.
正念到一半。
Mindfulness in the middle.
他说，我搬过去巴塞罗那，学业断了，朋友。
He said that my studies were interrupted because I moved to Barcelona to study.
留在了阿根廷，家人。
stayed in Argentina with family.
隔了一万多公里。
Thousands of miles apart.
为什么
？Why？
因为梅西一个人在巴塞罗那待了十年。
Because Messi spent 10 years in Barcelona.
从13岁到23岁。
From 13 to 23 years old.
拿了多少冠军？
How many championships have you won?
进了多少球？
How many goals were scored?
回到家是一个人。
Back home, I am alone.
他不忍心了。
He couldn't bear it anymore.
从此那个家里有了做饭的声音。
From then on, there was the sound of cooking coming from that house.
有了等门的灯。
With the help of the gate light.
有了孩子的哭声。
With the child's cry.
2012年。
In 2012.
大儿子蒂亚戈出生。那场比赛。
The eldest son, Thiago, was born during the match.
梅西进球后把球塞进球。
After Messi scored, he put the ball into the goal.
球于肚子里。
In the belly.
全世界才知道他要当爸了。
Everyone knows he's going to be a dad.
2015年。
2015.
二儿子马特奥出生。
The second son, Matthew, was born.
2018年。
2018.
三儿子西罗出生，一家五口30年。
The third son, Pyro, was born into a family of five.
2017年6月30日。
June 30, 2017.
婚礼不在巴黎。
Wedding not in Paris.
不在迪拜，在罗萨里奥。
It's not Dubai in Rosario.
好。
Oh.
他们从小长大的那个城市，梅西在教堂里说的话。
The words that Messi said in the church, which were from the city where he grew up.
据说和21年前那封信的最后一句一模一样。
It is said that it is exactly the same as the last sentence of the letter from 20 years ago.
21年兑现一个承诺。
21 years have come to pass.
你想想，你这辈子有没有许过一个承诺
？Think about it. Have you ever made a promise in your life?
然后真的用了10年、20年去兑现它。2022年，卡塔尔世界杯决赛。
Then he really spent 10 or 20 years to realize his dream of winning the 2022 Qatar World Cup final.
阿根廷赢了，全世界。
Argentina won the world.
在狂欢，梅西捧起大力神杯，镜头扫过去。
In the frame, Messi raises the World Cup trophy.
他第一个跑向的方向不是队友。
He didn't run towards his teammates first.
不是教练。
Not a coach.
是看台，安东内拉站在那里。
I saw Anton in the stands.
身边是三个儿子。
Surrounded by three sons,
他跑过去。
He ran over,
隔着围栏把他搂住了。那一刻
，When he hugged him from behind,
他等了多久
？How long did he wait?
2006年世界杯，梅西第一次上场。
In 2006, Messi made his first appearance in the World Cup.
他在电视前看着。2010年南非零进球被全国骂。
He was watching the 2010 South Africa match where the national team scored 0 goals.
他没说一个字。
He didn't say a word.
2014年巴西决赛。
2014 Brazil final.
他呕吐失冠。
He lost the championship due to vomiting.
他在2016年美洲杯。
He participated in the 2016 Copa America.
他罚丢点球，说要退出。
He said that if he misses a penalty, he will quit.
他还在2021年被巴萨赶走。
He was also kicked out of Barcelona in 2021.
发布会上哭得说不出话。
Crying and unable to speak at the press conference.
他坐在台下前排。
He sat in the front row.
2022年首场输沙特。全世界说完了。
The first round of the 2022 Shasher World Championship is over.
他在酒店等他，输了。
He waited at the hotel for him to lose.
他没问为什么输，赢了。
He didn't ask why he lost for one.
他没说我就知道你行。
I know you can do it.
就是在，一直在到今天凌晨。
It was around midnight today.
2026年6月22日。
June 22, 2026.
达拉斯·梅西38岁了。
Dallas Messi, 38 years old, heart.
第六届世界杯破了记录。
The sixth World Cup broke records.
赛后记者问他什么感受。
What did the reporter ask him after the game?
他说太累了。
He said he was too tired.
然后走下球场。
Then walk off the field.
看台上坐着谁。
Who is sitting on the table?
你知道的。
As you know.
这世上最长情的告白。
The longest love confession in the world.
不是我爱你。
But love.
三个字。是三十年后。
The three words are 30 years later.
你回头看，那个人还在老地方坐着。
Look, that person is still sitting in the same place.
我跟你讲这些，讲了快十分钟了。
I've been talking to you about this for almost 10 minutes.
但说实话。
But honestly.
我今天讲的只是碎片。
What I'm talking about today is just a fragment.
梅西十二岁那封情书到底写了什么？
What did Messi write in that love letter when he was 12 years old?
那封信后来去哪儿了？
Where did that letter go?
安东内拉那三年跟别人在一起的时候，
Anna had been with someone for 3 years.
梅西的日子怎么过的？
How did Messi spend his day?
他搬去巴塞罗那头一年，两个人怎么磨合？
How do two people who move to Barcelona get to know each other in a year?
2014年他输了决赛回家。
In 2014, he lost the final and returned home.
他怎么接住他的？
How can I catch him?
2021年被巴萨扫地出门的那晚。
The night in 2021 when Barcelona swept them out.
家里发生了什么？
What happened at home?
这些细节我今天一个都没展开。
I haven't elaborated on any of these details today.
因为有一本书把这些写得比我透彻得多。
Because there's a book that explains it much more thoroughly than I do.
叫《梅西传奇》。
Paul Messi's legend.
不是什么球评分析。
By the ball bottle analysis.
就是一个人三十年的爱情。
30 years of love for a person.
怎么追的？
How to pursue.
怎么等的？
How to wait.
怎么吵的？
How to argue.
怎么扛的？
How to handle it.
怎么在全世界最大的压力下？
How to survive under the greatest pressure in the world?
把一段感情从九岁撑到三十八岁。
To sustain a relationship from 9 years old to 38 years old.
我今天撕了一个口子。
I tore a hole today.
给你看，里面的东西比你以为的深得多，不强求你买。一顿早茶的钱比早茶管饱。
Here, you can see that there are more things inside than you thought, and it doesn't require you to spend money on a dim sum meal, and it won't fill you up like a dim sum meal.
但我想问你一句。
But I want to ask you one question.
你这辈子有没有一个人从年轻陪你到了
Have you ever had someone who stayed with you from your youth?
现在你有多久没好好看他一眼了
How long has it been since you've really looked at him?